Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
We're celebrating National Employee Appreciation Day. So maybe you're an employee and it's your day to be appreciated.
Right. We appreciate you guys.
Hilarity ensues.
Somebody's getting fired today. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
On Employee Appreciation Day.
It is Friday. It is
somewhere out there, somebody's getting fired.
My other employer will not be celebrating that day.
No pat in the
Nor
back
will
today.
This one.
I'll pat you in the back. Thanks for being on the show, Nick. Appreciate it.
And Todd, it is National Speech and Debate Education Day.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Todd.
So it's your chance to shine.
Well, not anymore. My heyday is done.
We need educated on speech and debate. You, if nothing else, maybe
you do it every damn day. You made a living out of it.
Yeah, maybe you could go over the difference in speech and debate for us one more time.
No, on your vlog, not now.
And to be fair, in Todd's defense, he was not the only speech nerd in the room.
Yeah,
I was too.
No,
and
that doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, I was never on a debate team because I came from the Tyler School of Debate, and I would just say, "You're a freaking idiot."
That's right.
I never did debate because we didn't have debate.
I win those.
But you had speech, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we do need to be educated on the difference between speech and debate.
The humorous interpretation.
They were all geeks on my speech
the
team.
The dramatic interpretation.
I went on a speech team, by the way, because I've been
the
geek.
Extemporaneous speaking. I had just a shelf full of trophies when I was in high school.
Good for you.
Good.
Good for you.
See, we got medals.
And none of them said sex.
No.
That's true.
Yeah.
No. Nope,
although the only action I got was during high school was on speech trips.
Yep. She said, "Hang on, let me take my glasses
speech
off."
Speech chicks are easy.
Yeah.
And the occasional
one time at speech camp,
out of town prom date. Yeah. Well, we never had speech camp, but one time at a speech meet.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is why the briefcase. This is why they had you jump in the air and they kicked your legs out, right?
There's not a pocket for condoms in the briefcase, is there?
I never carried a briefcase, but band, choir, speech, and drama.
All right.
All four. Super nerd.
Did you ever give speeches in your show choir outfit?
No.
With your jazz hands?
No. Yeah. The two never crossed. Yeah. There was never any crossover in between those four super geeky things.
A pair of lawyers.
I like how you pause for the inevitable.
Well,
I'd forgotten.
Yeah.
And then when I heard me say it, just shut the hell up.
Here it comes.
He's been saying attorney for a month or two now.
I forget that, too.
Yeah, I know.
Lawyers.
Guns and money.
I hope that someday you you stammer or stutter on the word attorney someday. It's going to rock. We'll get an attorney song in there.
That's not that doesn't fit into the way I stammer and stutter.
Yeah. One of Craig's favorites, by the way, here.
That is.
I do want to thank the stutterers of America, never for bitching about our show. because we're picking on Craig, not stutterers.
Yeah, it's different entirely.
Yeah.
Well, apparently they think it is because they don't bitch.
It is. We're not making overarching generalizations. We're picking on you.
It's laser focused.
It is.
No. Just like the nerds of America never send us massive emails bitching.
Yeah, I wouldn't read them anyway.
Because we're just picking on me nerds. And puss.
Right.
Not nerds. Just me and puss. Specific nerds. If you specify.
No, I pick on nerds in general. But that's fine. It's different. Nerds are not stutterers. Well,
and even since,
I feel sorry for stutterers.
Even since I was in high school, geeky, nerdy stuff, it's like you can just own it and it's cool now.
Yeah.
You guys call it
cool. You couldn't then.
No.
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 It was a stigma.
I don't think the band will ever be cool.
No, it's never cool. It's never cool.
As in the band, I don't see that ever.
It's never cool. Yeah. No. But it's cool. I mean, I'm glad. Good for that. I like marching band.
Being into Star Wars would be like cool now, but still. Like, you pick up a saxophone, you're like,
ugh. I don't mind. I like marching bands, but you're right. They've never been cool.
I played the saxophone.
Tenor sax right here.
Yeah.
But they didn't even have uniforms, though.
Oh, that's right.
They didn't march, though, man.
But I think there's just more respect for nerds. Like, look, you do what you do. That's cool. You own it and have a good time.
Yeah.
I mean, I credit Big Bang Theory. You know,
and there's more girls for the rest of everybody.
Yeah,
you're in the band.
Exactly.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Had a lot of stuff.
That is really lame.
Put the nerd into the mainstream.
Yeah, but that's even nerds.
I never did D&D.
I think even nerds laugh at D&D guys.
No, my kid was into that. Yeah.
He's not into it anymore, right? Because he found women.
I don't know.
Right.
But I mean, you know, there's plenty of people that are comic book geeks, and like you said, Star Wars geeks and stuff. Whatever. Own it. Have a good time. More power to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ask the movie studios if they've made any money off of comic book geeks.
Oh, they made a fortune.
Jesus, they made billions.
Made a fortune.
Ask Robert Downey Jr.'s great-great-great-grandchildren if they've made any money.
How'd that Iron Man thing work out for you? You haven't worked a day in your life. Robert Downey Jr.'s great-great-grandson. A pair of attorneys.
Good job, Craig.
Say that they have created an algorithm to write every single musical melody that can possibly exist.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, because there are a finite number of notes.
All the great rock songs have been written, man.
Chords.
Yep.
And I think I read something in Rolling Stone recently about this rash of lawsuits that are coming because, you know, somebody ripped somebody off.
The riffs are the same.
Yeah, there's going to be similarities everywhere.
I hear it all the time in new rock. I'll go, I've heard that riff before. It's just because people were born at different times and you can't write a different riff, you know?
Well, at least there's still plenty of originality in country.
Yeah.
That's where we can go for original thoughts.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They created this algorithm that could produce every 12-note melody that has ever been written or can ever be written using one octave of musical notes. Rather than claiming all their music as their personal property, they've released their entire catalog of tunes into the public domain in the hope that this will bring an end to copyright lawsuits.
Yeah, because they're just flying off the shelf now.
A total of 68 billion melodies were generated.
Jeez.
They say that musical melodies are essentially just numbers arranged in a particular order, and since numbers can't be copyrighted, music should also not be constrained by infringement laws. And so they've now released every single musical melody that can possibly exist, giving it out there, put it on the public domain in an effort to get rid of copyright laws.
What I don't like, like I said, I don't mind if a riff is borrowed as an homage to something and then played a little bit part of the song. I never like songs that, like, I think I don't like the guy, so this is really hammering him, but Kid Rock's song about that summer thing that rips off Skinner and
it's Sweet Home Alabama.
And Sweet Home Alabama, and also
Warren Zevon.
Yeah. That song, to me, just, I hate it, because that is just and I tell people, I said, I know it's catchy, but it's catchy because it's two other songs that were already major hits. That one I don't like. I hate that song. Because
I think he was aware of that. I read it.
He knows he ripped it off. He's a musician.
Well, no, he ripped it off. I knew it was going to be a hit because it was Sweet Home Alabama
and Warren Zevon. He ripped them both off.
That's not.
He didn't rip them off.
Yeah, in my head, that's not a ripoff. That's a sample because that's paid for, and Lynyrd Skynyrd and Warren Zevon's people had to go, okay. So blame them, too.
Take the money all you want, but it's not an original song. I think the song sucks. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, yeah, the song sucks.
Of course they paid for it, and the artist made money. God, yeah, take the money. They know it's going to be a big hit, but it's nothing. It's like, what the hell's that?
Yeah, instead of listening to that song, listen to Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah, exactly.
And Werewolves of London.
Right, right. Well, now we're getting into history here. The Ken Burns country music thing that just recently ran.
Yep.
There were any number of songs, even going back to Hank Williams,
oh, yeah.
where he just changed up the lyrics.
Yeah.
yeah.
No, and they were using the same melody.
Right.
And so that's been going on
for years. Oh, yeah, that's been going for years.
Yeah, it all goes. Country music can all be traced to like one guy back from the 1920s.
Even before that.
His name escapes me at the moment. But, you know, he's credited as the grandfather of country music.
Oh, Mr. Carter?
I think that was him.
The Carter family?
No, it was just one dude.
I wish Grandpa never died. That's all I cared about. Just hope Grandpa's never die.
I turned that country music documentary on at home the other night,
and
my daughter's like, you don't like country music? I'm like, you don't like country music.
That's right. She has no idea what it is.
Like, I like the, yes, I do.
Old school, yeah.
All right, well, so, you know, different strokes for different folks. Some parents deal with their children in different ways. An 11-year-old British boy is not facing punishment, though his parents let him drive their car around the neighborhood.
11, huh?
11.
Yeah.
Police say officers stopped a car, and only to find the 11-year-old behind the wheel. The parents told the cops that they let him practice driving so he would stop playing Grand Theft Auto all day long.
So put him behind a car.
Yeah. Why don't you go out and steal some real cars?
Did he pull up and bang a hooker? They do that in Grand Theft Auto, right?
So they've been reported for unspecified traffic offenses. The police force tweeted that they were worried that he was allowed to drive as well as play such a violent video game at a young age.
Yeah. No, they shouldn't be driving. 11-year-old shouldn't be driving.
No.
You got to get him off the GTA.
Unless so put him on a real road.
So give the 11-year-old a car and a gun.
Unless they're taking a load of grain to the elevator.
Right.
Right.
Then it's fine.
How about maybe just be a parent and tell him to turn it off and go do something else?
No. That ain't right.
No, you don't give him the keys to the car.
Our 11-year-old at home is like struggling to work the dryer.
Right.
Right.
Where it's like, turn the knob, hit the button. What?
Throw a hooker and some blow-in with that 11-year-old kid. Give him the real grand theft.
Right.
He walks out. I'm scared, Daddy.
It's like, man, if I was able to get a boner, everybody'd be in big trouble.
Yeah. That stuck to the tape.
That's why I kept quiet.
Oh, my God, did that stick.
Halfway through it, I started being quiet. I said, oh, he's still talking.
Yeah, I can feel like halfway through. I saw you looking at me like, oh, no, everybody, stop.
I just shut up. I said, oh, this is great. Keep going. I was hoping you wouldn't realize what you were saying. And you didn't.
You were listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.